This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. It's been a little bit more than 4.5 years since the Fukushima nuclear disaster in Japan. The country went cold turkey on nuclear power after that meltdown, so it's of note that next week on the Japanese island of Kyushu, they're going to be flipping the switch back on, restarting a nuclear plant for the first time since. Marketplace's Scott Tong from our sustainability desk has been following this story from here and from there. Here he is.
Japan's nuclear plants have put in redundancies since the disaster, like cooling water tanks and backup power. But until you fire the plant back up, you can't be sure the key plumbing works, say the pipes and gaskets that handle 200-degree water, says David Lochbaum of the Union of Concerned Scientists.
There are things that you can't test until the plant gets up and running, kind of like a car that's been idle for a while or in a shop for a while. It's really when the car goes out on the road that certain things can be tested.
It's not just hardware. Safety culture has to restart right. Dale Klein is a former U.S. regulator and heads a reform panel at Tokyo Electric Power. He says pre-Fukushima, Japanese culture didn't allow much questioning, such as, is the tsunami wall high enough?
If the safety engineers would have questioned, well, how high should it be? What would you do if one comes in higher than that? It would have made things different.
Going forward, he says plants have to self-report errors, and regulators have to be more assertive. If the process is bumpy, the Japanese public could question restarts at other plants. Stephen Kraft is with the Nuclear Energy Institute, an industry group.
There's a list of about 20 that have applied. Once you've got one that's okay, it becomes a lot easier to know what to look for going forward.
What's at stake? Japanese proponents want nuclear to grow to 20% of its energy mix. It was over 30 before Fukushima. Globally, some 70 nuclear plants are now being built and would rather avoid bad news. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.